Hello, I'm Lord Davidson, servant apostle, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel. The Spirit of the Lord is above me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, preach deliverance to the captive, recovering of sight to the blind, and set at liberty them that are bruised. I'm doing this audio from my office home in Plano. Amen. In 1992, I was in Richardson, Texas, at a home which has been made public many times, and Basil Clark was sitting at my left, and he was the speaker. And he was about two or three times. He said, "I've got to get out of here so you can talk." And I never said a word, but my thought was, "I don't have anything to say. You just keep on talk as long as you want to. I don't have anything to say." But he said, "I've got to quit. I got to get." I said, "Well, good." Turned it over to me. I started praying. There were two women there, one mother and her daughter. And I started praying, and the power of God came upon both of them. Started sitting and praying. The mother was Jane Downton. I've talked about her many times. And the daughter was Terry Brown. Amen. God gave me a commandment to that night to deliver Terry. Amen. That commandment has never changed. It never will. When God gives a commandment, that stays fast. It does not change. Amen. In 44 years, I've disobeyed God one time. And that was, I was talking to a man here in the Metroplex. Amen. Back in the 90s. I think. Amen. And his name was Melton Cream. And God had arranged the appointment for us to meet. Amen. And when I was talking to him, he just absolutely threw up his hands and just started acting completely out of his mind. And I knew it was demons. I said, "Oh God, oh God, and I just sat there in a cafeteria in the mid-cities, and I was eating my lunch. And I thought, "Lord God, what do these people in this cafeteria think about me?" Amen. And the next day, I was doing a radio broadcast, a 5:14 radio broadcast, daily on many radio stations. And I'd finished the third one, and when I got through with the third one, the Lord said, "Get up, get out of this room." And I got up, walked out, and there I met my wife, Patty. She's now in heaven. She said, "Melton Green is on the phone." I said, "Oh?" I said, "Okay." The Lord said, "Now tell him what I told you to tell him yesterday." Amen. I didn't obey that day, but God gave me another chance the next day. 44 years I've obeyed God with one exception. I've never refused to do anything he told me to do. Not one thing, except tell Melton Cream. And I did. He was dead within a few months. So, those of you that oppose what I do, and you're all puffed up in your fleshly minds, you bother me none. You don't know who you're opposing. You're opposing Jehovah, not me. But God told me to deliver Terry Brown, and I've been obedient to obey the direction of God for all these years, and I've set her free from a lot of things. You know, she's not free yet, but she is being delivered today about things none of you would know anything about. Furthermore, it's none of your business what God is setting her free from, but God gave me that commandment, and I will continue to do what the Father tells me to until he says Terry Brown is free enough. I don't have to set her free from anything else. God bless you. Love you. This is Doyle Davidson speaking from his office in Plano, Texas, saying thank you, love you, good day. I'll see you next time.